So good morning, and thanks for sticking around. As you just heard, I'm going to be discussing increases in female primary and secondary syphilis in the wake of a long-standing male PNS outbreak in New York City. So to give you all some context, primary and secondary syphilis has been increasing in New York City for about a decade. And as you can see from the graph, the rate has increased drastically since 1998. In fact, the number of cases has increased over 1,000% from 88 in 98 to about to 1059 in 09. And this increase has been seen primarily in men. And although 95% of our cases are male, recently, and I think you can see the pink line on this graph, PNS in females is on the rise. So our objectives were to describe changes among female cases of primary and secondary syphilis and to examine whether these increases in female PNS are associated with changes in the sexual behavior of male PNS cases. So, using our city disease registry, and we use STDMIS in New York City, we identified all PNS cases reported from January 2005 to December 2009, and a caveat is that 2009 data are still preliminary. We reviewed all the available data, including demographics, behavioral characteristics, and partner information, and of course some of the data were only available when interviews were completed. We analyzed trends for demographics over the years, and then we compared the male and female populations in an ecologic fashion. So, what did we find? So, male PNS has increased, as we know, but from 2005, we had 594 cases, and in 2009, we had 1,008, and that's an increase of 69%. This graphic actually shows the distribution of sex with sex partner among our male cases, and as you can see with the large yellow boxes, is that a majority of our male cases do report sex with only men. But you could also see in the lower portions, the bluish boxes on the bottom, that there's a consistent proportion between 13 and 15% across the years that report sex with either men and women or women alone. And I'll be referring to this group as MSW. So though the proportion was stable throughout the years, the raw number did increase over 50% from 90 in 2005 to 139 in 2009. And since we're interested in how the male cases may affect the female cases, I'm going to focus, the next few slides are going to focus on the MSW. So looking at a case profile of an MSW PNS case in 2005, he's about 31 years old. He may have seen a public provider. Approximately 43% of our cases that year were reported by our New York City providers. He's probably Black, non-Hispanic. Among cases with known race ethnicity, 66% reported being Black, non-Hispanic. He may be HIV positive. 30% of cases with known HIV status reported being positive. And he probably has two sex partners who are less than 30 years old. Now, let's compare him to what he was in 2009. Again, he's about 31 years old. He probably did not see a public provider. Only 34% of our cases were reported by New York City Clinic providers that year, a little bit less than in 2005, but not significantly. Like his predecessor, he too is probably Black, non-Hispanic. 63% of cases with known race ethnicity reported being Black, non-Hispanic. He also may be HIV positive. Among cases with known HIV status, again, 30% reported being positive. And he too has about two sex partners, but they're about 34 years old and a little bit older than in 2005, but not significantly so. So when you look at it, not much has changed for this guy in the 5 years. But when we change our focus to female primary and secondary syphilis during that same time frame, we see that cases have increased 120%. From 23 cases in 2005 to 51 cases in 2009, and it increased 34% from last year alone. So on this graph, we can see the racial and ethnic distribution of our cases in the first and last years of our analysis to show the changes that occurred. And we can see that 43% of our cases in 2005 reported being Black, non-Hispanic. But by 2009, that proportion had increased to 66%. And in contrast, in 2005, only 21% of our cases reported being white non-Hispanic. And by 2009, that was only 9%, and that was a significant change. The median age also changed. In 2005, it was 39, and in 2009, it was 28, and that was a significant decrease. And we looked, broke it down a little bit further, and here you can see the median age for each racial ethnic group. And you can see that each group did decrease in age, none of the differences were significant between the years, but we're looking at small numbers when we get to this level of detail. When we probed further, the story didn't get any more revealing. There was no change for a lot of behaviors. There was no change in reporting provider tape. Across the years, approximately 20% of the cases were reported within our city system. No change in reported number of sex partners. The median number of sex partners was one per case throughout the years. No change in report of exchange sex. Very few cases report that behavior. No change in reported IDU use. None of our cases report that behavior. And no change in the number of other STI in the year prior to the syphilis diagnosis. The average was about 0.2 per case per year throughout the years. So if we look at a case-by-case, a side-by-side profile of these cases, we can see the differences. In 2009, she's younger. She's probably black, not Hispanic. She has a slightly higher possibility of being HIV positive, though it wasn't significant. 0% of patients reported being HIV positive in 2005, and it was 6% in 2009. And we also did notice that the age of her sex partner was a little bit younger, but again, the numbers were too small to analyze at this level. So, in summary, although there's been no proportional rise, New York City has seen large increases in the number of male PNS syphilis who report having sex with females or both males and females. And these increases are temporally related to rises in female cases. So, but as we saw, the MSW cases haven't changed over the years. So like basic epidemiology, introducing more disease in the mix made a difference in the disease rates of the susceptible population, in this case, the females. But can we say that our PNS outbreak that has been limited to males, more MSM, for many years, have we actually crossed that bridge? Oops. Well, if we remember that a majority of our MSW cases are black, non-Hispanic, and that almost half report also having sex with men, and that people tend to choose sex partners along racial and ethnic lines, and that increases in female cases are more evident in black, non-Hispanic cases, one could make the argument that crossing the bridge that we have, definitely. But we have limitations to this analysis. This is based on registry data and therefore subject to all the flaws inherent in those systems regarding reporting completeness and accuracy. The behavioral data collected is based on interviews and based on the patient being forthcoming in those interviews. And as I mentioned earlier, this is an ecologic analysis. These cases have not actually been linked to one another. So why do we care? Regardless of whether we've crossed this metaphorical bridge that we talk about, there is an increase in disease, and women of childbearing age are affected, and therefore congenital syphilis may be expected to rise. Also, since the case profile of the female case, female PNS case, is likely to have seen a non-STD-specific provider, outreach to providers, particularly those who see the young, black, non-Hispanic women, is essential. This would should include improved communications about syphilis with their patients, consistent screening protocols, and since current recommendations call for prenatal screening at the first prenatal visit and at delivery, perhaps recommendations for screening at the first and third trimester at these providers, since they do see this high-risk population, should be recommended. So thank you for listening, and thanks to everyone who collected the data for me back in New York City. Any questions? No, we haven't. Oh, I'm sorry. The question was whether or not we'd seen increases in congenital syphilis in New York City in the past years, a few years. Yes.
I'm wondering if you have any thoughts on the big change in the median age of the women, why they're so much younger now than they were in 2005.
Thoughts, yes. Answers, no. The question was whether or not I had any thoughts about the significant age difference in the women between the 2 years. I would be speaking out of turn if I did. I thank you. Any other questions that I can't answer? All right. Thank you.